It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP440. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, there's Sheepdog Anna and Pav. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
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 What is going on? What? That was the weirdest hello we've ever done. What's the matter, Pav? You're not really concentrating again.
I was thrown by everyone else's. That's what.
Mine was completely standard.
Mine was a normal human response.
Mine was just a bit longer.
Are we going to have to redo it? I'm distraught about what I've just listened to. That was
a
poor showing. Well, everybody, I'm disappointed in all of you. In fact, I'm not you three. I'm disappointed in everybody else. Everybody listening, I'm very disappointed in them. Not as disappointed as Martin is in them, though. No one will ever know now.
Yeah, he's gone.
The paper plate that I drew on last week to make him into a real boy and everyone needed to bring to life by retweeting the podcast. Did anyone?
We got like two.
Yeah, so I set fire to Martin earlier today. You'll never see him. Martin's dead and it's your fault, listener. Yeah, you sicken me. If you are one of the two people who retweeted it, then perhaps you should have registered some fake Twitter accounts.
Did you say five?
No, I think I said like 20 or something. Why, has it been five?
hang on, let me just count.
What do you mean count? Twitter shows the number. You don't need
to count.
Well,
it bloody doesn't because it says three, but when you look at it, there's absolutely tons of people who have retweeted it. That's why I'm confused. I'm counting it and I'm up to like 12.
Look, Martin's dead now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Martin's gone. I might have to make Martina. Anna, we need to buy a ball of wool.
Yeah, it got retweeted at least 12 times.
Because, Anna, obviously the difference between Martin and Martina is that Martina's going to have long hair that I'm going to use wool for, obviously.
I see.
I need wool and PVA glue. And if we get 20 retweets this week, I'll tweet a picture of Martina.
Now you're moving the goalposts. Classic Chapman goalpost moving. I told you about this before.
Yeah, this is how you overachieve, Sheepdog. Set someone a target, and just as they're about to hit it, double it, and then just keep doubling it.
But what you've done is you've set them a target which they've doubled, and then you've burned the reward, created a new reward, and told them to double their efforts, and you're expecting them to
motivation.
Believe.
Motivation. This is all motivational. People need to understand how motivation works. This is how motivation works, boys and girls.
And if you don't do 20, he's going to burn you. And then
if we get 100 retweets, I promise at MGPX 2022, which will be happening, I promise I'll bring enough paper plates for everybody, a box full of Sharpies, some glue and some wool, and we can all make our own little faces. And that will be one of the activities at MGPX next year. 100 retweets. I'll fund that myself. I don't mind. I'll put my hands in my pocket for plates and glue and wool. I'm willing to do that for you people if you just give me 100 retweets. Can't say fairer than that.
It's probably not that expensive for 100 party plates, is it?
Look, it's nearly a fiver, probably. Don't lessen the reward. People were caught up in the excitement of making their own version of Martin, and now you're trying to bring it back down to its to the value of the individual parts. It's the value of the activity, the value of my time. I'm going to be leading this crafting activity. That in itself is worth tens of thousands of pounds, me showing you how to do it.
It'd be worth just seeing the face on the people who run the pub we'll probably rent the back room of, and they come in, ask us if we want a drink, and we're all there with felt tip pens in hand.
Let's not get carried away about renting back rooms of pubs. We don't live in Peterborough anymore. We ain't holding it in the old place. We need somewhere near my new house. That's how this works, Sheepdog. MGPX 2022 can exclusively announce it's going to be in Leicester, and I will fight you all for it. It's, I'm not trekking all the way over to Peterborough. Goodness me.
It does mean you need to put us up, you realise.
No. Amber always stays in a hotel. Oh, I'm not going to Peterborough. It's filthy. Ugh. They're all like Sheepdog there.
They're not. They're all like you. That's the problem.
I have to go there often enough to watch the football. I don't have to go there to meet a load of strangers as well.
And see your children. They live there.
They ain't coming to MGPX.
You don't know.
No, they're not invited. Kids aren't allowed.
Kids who are related to aren't allowed. Some people bring their teenagers, don't they?
Yeah, and it makes me feel sick every time. Weirdos. Leave your kids at home. It's called the Mature Gamer Podcast, not the Bring Your Kids Along Podcast. My word. I want to be able to cuss. You know I love cussing.
You do. You dropped a massive cuss before the podcast started.
Yeah, I'm learning to cuss. I've bought a book.
Anna made him apologise. He was so rude.
It is. Disgusting.
I'm learning to become a sailor. So, how is everybody on this fine week, anyway?
Tired.
Yeah, not bad.
Pretty good
week.
Excellent. Are we all excited that Comic-Con's on the horizon?
I'll be excited once I got my press pass /
Don't you worry. You can come in as one of Kev's entourage. You'll be fine.
Well, I saw on the EGX one, it says that they ask YouTubers to pay for their cameraman to come in. So I was like,
But I'm not going. I'm there as I'm doing a panel at Comic-Con. I ain't just there as a hobo YouTuber making a video. I'm there working for them. I'm there paneling. So I need a cameraman.
Cool beans. There we go.
I expect that Pab knows the work that's involved in filming me on a panel. Yeah. He's had to do this task before.
Yeah.
So if I have multiple cameramen, I can have multiple angles. I want one from directly behind me at waist height. That's an angle that I'd like recording.
Okay.
That can be your angle, Sheepdog.
I was just going to just film from below your chin opposite the table that you're at. So you're just shouting over the head of the camera.
I'll be sat on the grass sofa. I can't imagine during COVID times they've replaced the grass-covered sofa. So I imagine I'm going to be on that again.
In your really awkward pose.
Yeah. Well, I'll go under the sofa and film you looking out to the crowd. I'll find some fancy shot. It'll be artistic.
Yeah, I'd like that. I mean, you could just be the drone operator. We'll just have fly drones around, aerial shots of everything. That can't go wrong. Just flying a drone around in the middle of the XL, it'll go swimmingly. But that does mean, boys and girls, those of you who are absolutely desperate to meet me or any other slot, that is the first confirmed public appearance since pre-COVID times. I mean, at the very least, me and Anna are definitely going to be at Comic-Con. I'm going to convince these two they're definitely coming. What do you want, Pab?
EGX is before Comic-Con.
Yeah, but we're not confirmed at EGX yet, are we? We've only just applied for our passes there. All right. So we're definitely doing Comic-Con. We're almost certainly doing EGX, but I was going to announce that next week. I was going to get people excited with that, Comic-Con, and then really push them over the edge with, and you can see us even sooner at EGX. Conventions are back, and I am giddy about it. I love a convention. Don't know if I've ever mentioned this before. Conventions are back, and I'm giddy, Pab. Giddy.
Okay. Good.
We're going jam shopping.
We are, definitely.
Rose jam. It's the season for rose jam, and we're going to go and get it all. Fortnum and Mason doesn't know what's hit it.
We're going to see Pab in the flesh for the first time in what will be 2 years at that point. 2 years, Pab. That's the longest.
Look how he's changed. You haven't even sent us photographs in that time. Have you gone blonde? Are you 30 stone now? Are you a muscle man? Are you covered in tattoos? We might not recognize you when we see you.
Huh.
Abby, I'm going to bring a second phone so I can just take more pictures of you than normal. You're not going to know. You're going to be like, when the hell did he take that one? That's going to be your reaction every time.
I could bring my 360 degree camera and you can just walk around just in front of him the whole weekend with the 360 camera on, and you can just have him from all the angles.
Get him from all the angles while he's asleep, to be fair.
Yeah. They're the ones that he doesn't share publicly, but we have to see him.
I might take a picture of directly over him while he's asleep. That looks impossibly too close. Like he'll have to assume that I had the camera right in his eyes for it to have worked. Just to make him feel unsettled.
Oh my word.
Can't wait. That's what convention season's all about.
If you spend the next couple of weeks really practicing your hand puppetry with a light in front of a wall, and you can master a pose so that you could basically take a picture of the shadow behind him and it looks like you've mounted him, but you've just done it with your hands, and then just show him that picture the next day of him in bed and the wall behind him with the shadow on, you could set something perfect up like that and just convince him that you were just on him. Hey, Pab, this picture, I was on you. What do you think about that?
Use the drone from your show. I'll just fly it over him while he's asleep. Job done.
Oh, conventions! I'm excited. So excited. I tell you what I'm also excited about. This is just stories of Kev's excitement this week. I'm also excited because me and Sheepdog are bona fide dragon-slaying, wither-defeating, Elytra-owning Minecraft heroes.
We are.
I'm excited. You name a Minecraft thing and we're just really good at it and have now done it. We've completed Minecraft. We are the kings of Minecraft.
It is.
We've even got neon signs.
I googled a list of things I can do in Minecraft now and we've done them all. Like,
exactly.
I mean, we just got to walk underwater and stab that Ender Guardian just to complete the set because somebody said we haven't done it.
I had a look at a video of him and it's just a fish. It's not even hard. It's just a fish.
I think the hardness is just that you can't breathe under there long enough to stab him.
Yeah, but we've got all the ingredients to a conduit. So the conduit means we can breathe underwater. So problem solved.
But we had to do all that to be able to do it. So now we go do it. Yeah. It's done.
Even Pab Lesnar turned up when we took on the dragon. He's now been there for the mansion and the dragon. I think we have one more appearance of Pab this year in a Minecraft stream.
Yeah.
But Pab's probably defeated the dragon in the shortest amount of gameplay anyone's ever done it before. Faster than any speedrunner's ever done it. It was as fast as that time that Sheepdog completed Borderlands 2 because me and Anna needed a third person and we made him download a character and jump on with us for 45 minutes just so that he could hang back and be a respawn point for us. He's got the achievement for it, and now so is Pabby. Pabby is a dragon slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Had you slain the dragon before, Paddy?
No,
a new experience for you?
I've seen it done, but I've never done it myself, no.
I tell you what I've discovered since we did that, because me and Pab basically spent the whole of it fighting Enderman while Sheepdog was stood on a really high thing, basically killing the dragon while we dealt with all these Endermen who were coming after us. Me and Sheepdog have since been back to the end, and I've realised the sheer delight of wearing a pumpkin on my head to mean the Endermen don't come anywhere near me. And this is breaking news that I haven't even told Sheepdog yet. I have now downloaded a texture pack that means when you put a pumpkin on your head, it doesn't affect the vision on the screen at all. The pumpkin outline is now see-through, so I can now wear a pumpkin and not even know I'm wearing a pumpkin. So the next time we're anywhere near the End or Enderman, I can just put my pumpkin on and I won't even know. It would never be. If we'd have known this a week ago, the three of us could have just been in there, pumpkins on our heads, and just taking care of the dragon like that. It would have been so easy.
I feel if we'd known that a week ago, we'd have felt dirty, though. Don't you think? Like,
maybe. I don't know.
Because that was what added to it. We were pretty ridiculous. I don't think we intended to kill it when we did. It was just that Kev... We were preparing. We were getting ready. And then Kev fell through the portal. So we had to join it.
Yes, I did.
And in we went. And at first, it's just a bit of a free-for-all, isn't it? You just run in, you're trying to destroy as many of the beacons as you can. It's like, fire arrows into the sky. Don't look at the Enderman. We all looked at the Enderman.
Yeah,
they had us cornered. I'd built a hut. I was hitting them, going nuts. You were hitting them, going nuts. I think I died like 3 or 4 times. It's quite ironic because I really thought I was going to get stuck there. And I was like, I don't want to be the one who's just stuck in a hut, just slapping them away while you go off. So in the end, I was determined. Like, I ran through, got all my stuff, went right up the top, did everything I could from where I was. And watching it back, you're just going, Enderman, oh my God. Well, Pab's making runs to the middle to try and hit the dragon and stuff. And you got a few stabs. You stabbed it in the bum hole, you said at one point. I did.
Got him right up the bum hole. Yeah. I mean, I'm generally quite a chilled out, relaxed man. I've known Sheepdog for, 12 years now? 13 years?
At least.
We've never had an argument. I don't shout. I don't get angry. But oh my word, doing this dragon was the closest I ever got to just absolutely losing my business with these people, because these Endermen were doing my head in, and I didn't like it.
Yeah,
I was getting so stressed. I don't get like that with games either. I've never understood how people like smash their controllers playing FIFA and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But oh my word, this is the closest I've got to really going on tilt with a video game. The closest I've got to just being a sweary, aggressive monster. Just, oh my word, it was getting stressful at times. But then we did it. We killed him. That'll learn him.
It was so good. We should probably bring it back. We should probably build the beacons and just...
Well, I think we should bring it back, because one thing I've not mentioned that's been eating away at me is you're the only one who got the achievement for killing him.
Did I? I didn't know that. I thought everyone
me and Pab both got the achievements for like going beyond the end and for the Elytra and all that kind of stuff, but I don't have the dragon slaying achievement.
Isn't it just called like free the end or something?
Yeah, I don't have that one.
Oh no,
it was because you hit the kill blow.
I read online that everyone within like 100 blocks got that achievement. I didn't realise it was the kill blow that got it. Sorry.
Well, maybe it's because we perhaps weren't within 100 blocks. Maybe. I don't know how far 100 blocks is.
Maybe.
We were so far away, I was for sure, in my little hut fighting the Enderman. I certainly never had an advancement pop.
Ah, while okay. It was happening. Well, yeah, we'll absolutely do it again, and I'll get it all the way, and then I'll let you just, you know, I'll help you.
Thanks,
I don't mean all the way. I'll help you.
We'll have our helmets on this time. It'll be so easy.
Oh, God, yeah.
I could do it
gotcha.
With my eyes shut without the Enderman. It's the Enderman were the only problem. They were the only threat.
I mean,
a couple of times the dragon got close and would, like, knock half of our health off, but it was no issue to just take a step aside, bring the health back up. The dragon's never relentless. It's just like it'll do a blow and it's quite a bad blow, but we've got enough gear to recover from it easily. The problem is the Enderman just coming at you wave after wave after wave after wave and not ever giving you the chance to heal.
The ludicrous thing was, you said to me jokingly, bring a bucket of water and throw it at them and they'll wash away. And I did that almost by mistake, but I also took some doors. I'd broken the doors on the way into the stronghold and I put them down randomly when I was losing my mind a bit. But they protected me as well. So that I was saying to Kev the other night that they gave me a bit of confidence because I was like, they can't hurt me. I've got these random doors, this water. I'm going to do this. And that gave me this boost of, right, it's fine. But I'm glad we did it that way because Lewis in the chat said, are you going to wear pumpkins and make it easy? And I was like, well, I really want to do it the easy route. But going back and doing it with a pumpkin will make sense just to get the achievement. That's fine. We can kill a few dragons that way, couldn't we? We could get a collection of eggs. But yeah,
absolutely. We could make scrambled eggs.
We could. But then I feel like we really, really prepared for the Wither on Wednesday, the Wither Wednesday. And
well, that's because everything I'd seen said the Wither's the real boss. The Wither's the really hard one. The dragon is, I mean, especially without the Enderman getting involved, the dragon is doable. The Wither's hard, though. You'll die with the Wither.
We didn't know, did we?
We didn't. It was just easy, wasn't it? It took maybe... I mean, yeah, we did a lot of prep. We took it down into the tunnels under the house. We had potions. We had a strategy. We had our respawn points nearby. And then we set him off. Well, I missed the first time. The third Wither Skull, I missed completely, threw it behind him. And then was like, well, I think I've put it on. And I had to sneak back into the room, realise it wasn't on there, and put it on properly. Mm-hmm. So that was probably the scariest part, having to sneak back into the room after I'd chucked it on and legged it.
Because Pab wasn't there.
Yeah,
I built a little snowman, didn't Pabby. I built a snowman to be our decoy. Pab. And Kev shot it in the back of the head immediately.
Because, yeah. I mean, as soon as the Wither actually did spawn, I just started firing arrows down the corridor at him. And the first thing I hit was the snowman and just sniped him off immediately. And then it probably took 20 seconds, no more than that, to wipe half of his health off with arrows. And then we just had to charge down the corridor and hit him with our swords. Now, I don't know if I did any damage with my sword because I kept getting close to him and hitting him. But there was nothing. It didn't feel like anything was happening. There was no feedback to suggest I was having any impact. So I don't know if I was missing him. I don't know if I was doing something wrong. I don't know if it was just glitching out on me. But similar to with the dragon, old final blow sheepdog over here, while I'm going, I don't know why my sword's not working. It's just, yeah, I've killed him. He's dead.
Just stabbing him, yeah. You said something like drink a strength potion. So I was like, oh, yeah, I drank one. And then he just went bang, 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 bang. And he was like, yeah, he was gone. Again, I feel like we should do another few. Because we need more of the trophies. We need a trophy for our
We need more beacons. We want beacons everywhere.
Yeah.
We can make a triple beacon. I was reading about the triple beacon. On the existing structure we've got, we can build a triple beacon if we just widen it ever so slightly. So we can have three beacons on the top of that one pyramid, and that will give us every benefit that you can possibly get out of the beacons all at the same time. So we're definitely going to triple beacon it. So we've got to do the Wither twice more.
And that'll be good. We could get Pab and Smoothman on to help us out, maybe, and we could stand at different ends.
Absolutely. And get it. Anna on as well. Anna wants to kill the Wither, don't you, Anna?
I do not.
And then we went into the end and did some exploration and got ourselves some elytra so we can now fly. We've got loads of gorgeous loot. And we were just messing around on the most recent stream. Just, I've mastered flying into the sea and then taking off out of the sea. Sheepdog's mastered flying into my villagers and then beating them to death.
My son was grumpy earlier and I called him over and said, look, this will cheer you up. And I showed him my elytra and we flew around. First thing I did was fly around a bit and he was like, I hope you hit a tree. And then I hit a tree by mistake and he had a good laugh. And then I was actually talking to a villager and buying and selling off of it. And when I went to stand on the loom that they stand in front of to get the experience from behind him, I must have double jumped because my player pushed himself forward like he was flying and just fell through the other side. And I was like, what the hell just happened? So I stood there trying to jump back through it and I was just stuck in the bloody market. So I was like, right, I'll have to break the loom. But when I broke the loom, the villager just stood where it was supposed to go. He didn't go any further than that. And I was like, Kev's going to kill me if the villager escapes because all the other ones will escape and it'll be a nightmare. So, yeah, I just kept trying to push him back and he wasn't having it. And I kept slapping him and throwing eggs at him. And I said, like, I've got a knockback diamond sword, but if I hit him with a diamond sword, he's just going to die, isn't he? So in the end, after looking for ages, I just slapped him really hard and he fell back and I put it down. But now instead of it being, I think, 10 pieces of wool for an emerald, he now wants 28 pieces of wool for an emerald. He doesn't like me at the moment, but I'll cheer him up. I'll give him some trades. But I got everything I need now to breathe underwater. So I was having a good jump around underwater. You travel really far underwater if you jump about a bit. I realized I moved like 500 blocks from home and I couldn't find my way back for a little bit. But I was hoping to... I basically went looking for tridents. I thought if Kev comes on and I'll put a trident in his box, he's going to be well happy, but I didn't find one. So that's our Sunday challenge, isn't it? Find some tridents, kill the Elder Guardian.
Absolutely.
And then we're just gadding around. We need more challenges. People need to tweet us things we can do in Minecraft. The Warden's coming out
ridiculous
soon.
Oversized things we could build, particularly because we've done pretty much all of the fighting stuff. We've got more exploration to do, but I want to build absurd things in that world now. Because if you are, I mean, I know some of you are probably thinking, God, they're talking about Minecraft again. Well, don't worry, because we are toning it down a little bit on the Minecraft now. Me, for sure, I'm only going to be playing on that realm on Sundays from now, and we're taking it down to one night a week. We're going to do Minecraft Sundays. Me and Sheepdog are just going to be pratting around on that realm doing other stuff. The rest of the time, I'm going back to playing Football Manager on stream because we are heading to that time of year. So it's not going to be taking over the universe the way it has for the last month or so when we've been playing a lot of it. But ultimately, we've been playing it for 4 or 5 weeks and we've gone from being... I mean, I was a little bit ahead of being a complete novice. Sheepdog didn't know how to play the game without vomiting. We've gone from that to basically finishing everything there is to do in it. And now we just want to show off how awesome at Minecraft we are by doing some really, really silly stuff.
Yeah. I was thinking we need to maybe look at mods if we finish and there's still Sundays left where we're like, yeah, we could keep doing that. We should just see where we can mod other bosses, whatever. There's lots of options, isn't there? It is endless. But no, I'm thinking hopefully we'll still be playing it when the warden comes in so we can just go give him a quick stab. Apparently, it's not intended to be something you look for and fight. It's meant to be something you run away from. But I'm thinking, no, let's go and fight it.
Well, I've seen that the rumor is he's going to be unkillable.
I'd read he's not going to be unkillable. It's just going to be unwise to try.
Okay. Well, when that whole update comes out, we can just apply the whole update to the entire realm, and that'll give us all the new style caves and mountains as well, and all the new biome types. So there's going to be loads of stuff to do, because that's due out before the end of the year. So there's going to be lots more stuff for us to continue exploring. So Minecraft Sundays aren't going to be going anywhere anytime soon, but we are going to have a little bit more time in our schedules to play other games and bring some other stuff back to the podcast, which I am aware it's been very Minecraft focused lately, but we've got FIFA on the horizon, we've got Forza Horizon on the horizon, we've got the new Football Manager coming up. I am set for the rest of the year for new games, and Minecraft is going to have to take a little bit of a back burner for a little while, but I'm sure it'll be back. You know, I was super into it 2 years ago. I loop round and around with Minecraft, and I don't think it's ever going to go away fully, because it's just awesome.
It is. I, too, will have different games to play. I mean, I've got Pokemon games coming out. We've got Back for Blood coming out. We've got all sorts.
But, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I've also, today I was playing with my son the Plants vs. Zombies Battle for Neighborville. It's EA Plus, is that what it's called? EA Games game. The freebie thing. Yeah, Game Pass, but the EA part of it.
I think it's called EA Play now.
There we go.
Whole section.
He's obsessed with Plants vs. Zombies, and he was kicking off because he wanted to find his Switch and play it, but he'd left his Switch at my mum's. So I reminded him we have all the EA Play stuff. So we got that. I mean, we didn't play loads because it was a bloody massive game to download, and so we were playing the amount it lets you play while it's installing the rest. But that's just a Plants vs. Zombies horde mode, essentially. He was protecting his gardenizer, and we were taking it in turns to just assassinate all the bosses that come roaming out. It is just like a Gears horde type style thing. You're supposed to protect your base. Zombies come out, they get bigger and uglier and brutaler and dressed as superheroes and all sorts of nonsense, and you can upgrade your pea shooter to be faster, stronger, this, that, and the other. So yeah, you can plant other plants around you, just pots as well, that you can say, right, that's gonna be that type of plant, build up your defenses. It was a really good game. I'm just thinking we'll play some more of it before next week, because he's, as I say, obsessed. We basically had four Plants vs. Zombies games downloading at the same time earlier, which again is probably why it was a bit slow. That's a great little series, and it's good for kids. So he's never really played shooters or horde mode games before, so it's his first little dip into that, and he seems to really enjoy it. So I'm imagining as he
gets
older.
Just in time for the new Halo to come out. He can play that now. Yeah, problem solved.
Proper Halo, Call of Duty, all of that. I'm sure.
Meathead. Yeah. The word is meathead.
I was going to say meathead, and then I thought, can I call my son a meathead?
But, I can call him a meathead, and I just did.
But no, good for him. It's a good game. We enjoyed it, and it was cool. So if you've got Game Pass, that EA Play thing is brilliant as well. Every time I go on there, I just think, I should be rinsing this. This is like, there's so much stuff on there. I mean, I do need to play all of it, FIFA and that. I just need to get on it. I've not touched any of it, and it's all good.
Well, you'll get your 10-hour trial of FIFA 22.
Exactly.
As part of it.
Exactly.
That's like 3 weeks away, I think.
We should do the MGP Olympics that I've been... I don't know if I've ever actually mentioned this, but I've had it in my head for ages.
No, this is completely new.
This is a stream of consciousness that I'm throwing at you now. I was thinking we should just pick some games, and then the four of us have to compete at them against each other and just see who's the MGP champion.
I would love to play FIFA against Anna.
Be
incredible.
Because we could play FIFA against Anna, but then pick a game. But Anna, then you pick a game that Kev can't beat you at, and I could pick a game, and Pav could pick a game, and you know, whoever else was involved in it, we might invite other people to compete. And then,
no strangers.
That would just take away the joy of gaming for me.
It'd only be one go of FIFA on a stream. It wouldn't be the end of the
world,
would it?
You'd have to download it, and I'd have to...
Kev could set all that up. All you would have to do is sit down with a controller in your hand for however long the game was and play a game. And then that round would be over. You'd be like, you know, Jessica Ennis doing the septathlon. You're just thinking, bloody long jump. Oh, javelin. Oh, I hate this. And I mean, they're probably the ones she was best at. I've just picked two sports, but
she was pretty good at long jump.
She was our septathlon gold medalist from the Olympics.
Isn't it heptathlon?
Heptathlon.
It's a septathlon.
Well, I knew it was seven, all right, and I couldn't remember whether seven was sept or hept. Sorry, because it's sept in one language.
And I think you find it's Jessica Ennis Hill as well.
I don't think she was Hill then, was she? I don't know.
She is now, though. Oh, that was disrespectful. poor Mr. Hill. You're always pretending he doesn't exist because of your weird Jessica Ennis crush. I will not acknowledge that man.
But yeah, she probably had to do things in the Olympics she didn't like doing, Anna, but she did them.
I'm not in the gold Olympics medalist.
Yeah, well, this is the MGP Olympics. You could be a gold medalist. You could be the first gold medalist in the MGP Olympics. You've only got to beat me or Pab. To be fair, you have to play three games of FIFA. But you've only got to beat me or Pab, and suddenly you're at least second or third. Beat both of us, you're second. Beat Kev, you're first. You know, it's just...
She didn't beat me. I'm a FIFA pro.
No, you're not a pro.
But if we picked a few games...
No, you were beating me.
We could all pick a game each, and the listener could pick some games we had to do, and we could just have like 10 games.
Oh, don't involve those people. They'll bring their kids.
They could watch it. They could watch it on Twitch. We could compete and give each other medals.
We'll have to wear those little bibs and tiny shorts with numbers on.
Absolutely. The shortest shorts we could find and vests. And, you know, if you want to get a sponsor...
Then I'm in.
All good. And then it'll be like Mario Kart at the end. Whoever wins will be there in the middle with their gold cup.
I love the thought process. And if you want to get a sponsor. Yeah, I'm sure brands are falling over themselves to get involved with this.
To get on your vest, yeah, is what I mean. I mean, you've got like NordVPN written on your vest, couldn't you? That's what I'm saying. Not for the whole thing.
NordVPN/Lelujo.
Yeah, but whoever loses, which will inevitably be me, I'll get a Mario Kart cart and just sit in it with my back to the camera while everyone else is cheering on the stage, and there'll just be little tears coming off me. Just like when Yoshi loses in Mario Kart. Got it all thought out, every part of it. So there we go.
Yeah,
you've never
mentioned it until this moment.
I feel like I've been mentioning it constantly, and the fact that all three of you don't remember it is insane. I must think of it after every podcast, and I must have been thinking it for about a year.
Because, I mean, I feel that if you'd have ever brought that up before, we'd have told you much sooner that it's never going to happen.
I think it should happen. I think... It would be fun.
You know what else should happen? Happy advert!
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Oh, good advert, Pab. Well done. Sheepdog, continue your nonsense stream of consciousness if there's any more to it.
I think that's all the games I've played, and I'm now wondering what other ideas I forgot to ask you about in person.
We don't need to know about them. I veto all of them.
That Olympics is going to happen. But one of you talk about games now. I'm going to read texts on my phone.
Nice. I already talked about Minecraft and Football Manager. I mean, home finished this week. If you haven't watched the end of Homegrown, you should go and watch that on YouTube. It's the last you'll see of Home FC now, unless they ever become a real football club. I've done them 3 years in a row. We did YouTube, then Twitch, then YouTube again, and I am finally retiring Home FC.
You keep
saying
that.
Can't flog this dead horse too much. I mean, we'll get to March, and I'll be thinking, could do with some of that replica shirt money. And then they'll probably come back. But I might just see if there's a market for flogging the shirts without making the series, because I need an original idea for FM22. I've got loads of them, and they all keep getting pushed aside to bring this old thing back, and it's time to move it on. Got to quit while I'm ahead.
You'll switch onto Channel 5 and hear Home and Away, and you'll be like, home. And then you'll come up with a new pun for your title.
Well, the one people are really pushing me to do is Retirement Home, where I can only sign players over 35.
There you go. Make it a short one.
It would be a fun little one season piece of nonsense where I just sign Messi and Ronaldo and whoever else, all the old men. But it's not got any long term legs to it.
You could make a retro home kit then, though.
I could. And apparently, if you put Ronaldo on the back of a football shirt, you sell thousands of them. I'll give him the number 7. I'll announce it now. He can have the number 7 if he wants. So, you know, if you want a home shirt with 7 Ronaldo on the back, and if anyone from his legal team's watching, different Ronaldo.
And if that Ronaldo's people are watching, it's the other Ronaldo.
It's not you either. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not either of you. It's different Ronaldo. It's not the it's not the nightclub that used to be in Peterborough many years ago. It's not that one either. So, yeah, different Ronaldo. But yeah, that's it. I've done that. I've played those games that I've just mentioned. Wow. Shut up, Pab. You haven't played anything either.
No, you're right. I haven't, to be fair. But
exactly.
That's not the point.
Anna, what have you been doing? Save the podcast.
What have I been doing? Not a lot, really. I played...
You've not been streaming, I've noticed. Do you want to explain to your rabid audience why they haven't been able to watch you stream this week?
And your boss, Kev.
I know why. I just wanted to make sure that our audience knows.
I'm very tired. I'm having some anxiety issues, and I needed to get some jobs done around the house.
I kind of meant make up a funny reason.
Yeah, I was like, Kev, you've just forced this poor woman to tell everyone she's got issues that she's dealing with. Like, wow. Did you not think to prepare her? Just tell them you're going to clown school.
Yeah. It's away on Monday.
Yeah, but Andy was going back to school, and that's a lot of stress.
Oh, it's horrific, isn't it? Yeah, I've had that.
I actually thought the big reason was you didn't know what to play because you were fed up playing that game. That's what you told me earlier in the week. You didn't want to play that game anymore.
But the fact that him going back to school is such a big deal every other year, and I was just ready for that whole thing
happening.
People
want to know if it was a whole thing. You better watch the vlog. No spoilers here.
This is what we've become, is it?
Yeah. This is what we've been for 5 years. Have you not noticed this? This is just somewhere where I come on once a week and tell people about all my other stuff they can consume.
So it's been one of them. So I haven't streamed because we were away Monday and that was a whole thing. And then...
But next time you're on, you are going to have a new game to play, aren't you? You're going to play
something different.
Most probably,
because the game I was playing, which was playing Innocence something Plague Tale. Even off stream, I tried to do the mission where I've got to get, like, it's a boss, and I can't do it. I cannot do it.
What boss are we looking at?
Nicholas, I think his name is. And it just comes up to me and hits me with his sword, and I just don't know what to do. So it's stressing me out, so I'm not going to play that game anymore.
I needed to play that, Anna. I needed to YouTube it. I need to figure out how to do it because the ending is bonkers. I can imagine it is.
I'm thinking, what is happening? Who is what? Why
is it on the level of Planet of the Apes level insane? They're on Earth all along. It's
okay.
Future.
So I'm not going to spoil it.
Spoilers.
Like, you know, like you, as plausible it is that there are just like rivers of rats in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It is turned up to 10. The final boss is bonkers.
Oh, that I sounds actually. They already freaked me out.
It is insane.
Is it a big rat made of little rats?
It is insane.
If it was.
Honest to God, it is.
It's just a sea of rats.
It's like from the turtles.
Like, compared to the rest of the game, which is like I say, if you can like kind of like. Assumed it just the rivers of rats is there because of the plague and all this sort of stuff, and you can like it is absolutely next level nonsense that you should it should not be in this game.
That just sounds
like,
horrific.
It is stupid as hell and funny, and yeah, you need to figure out how to beat that boss. I'll do a sheepdog and just watch it on YouTube. But I've done that in years. You need to
That's how you
it.
Beat the dragon. You weren't even there. You just watched someone else do it.
Yeah, I played a video to a stream.
So I haven't played that and I haven't streamed in a week just for issues. But when I have been awake and not stressing out, I did start. So last week I did start playing Saints Row 3 remastered, thoroughly enjoying it. PS5.
You gave your character some very large bosom
berries
on that.
Well, you were with me. I asked how big you went to the full, so I did.
I mean, you know my policy on this kind of thing.
They were ridiculous. But, yeah, so I was playing it. I was enjoying it fine. Last week when we were podcasting, I was just driving around picking up, like, side missions. I wasn't doing missions. But then I went back. I went back, like, back to the main mission. And in Saints Row 3, there's one where you have to go to a... a gentleman's club that have male and female people there. And basically you have to go and find a man that's dressed as a pony.
Nice.
Right, he's dressed as a pony in this house of...
With his wang jangler out like a pony would.
He has things up his bum that look like a ponytail.
What?
Yeah. This is Saints Row 3. So, like, yes, that was happening. So, I did that, and I rescued him, and then he comes with you. So, he's still dressed like that, and he comes on a mission with you, which is fine. I go to the checkpoint. I beat the big, like, there's a big luchador thing there. So, I beat him up, go into the building. And then another luchador comes at you, but the guy that you're going to see in the building goes, I'll take care of this. So that luchador, you have nothing to do with. He won't attack you, he'll just attack the other guy. Because basically, the one he's attacking has been cloned. So it's a whole clone thing going on with it. So I'm fine. So I'm killing all the little luchadors coming through, and the game just breaks. And I'm just like, what is happening? So I reloaded it, had to do the whole mission again, like I had to go and rescue him. And the game breaks again in the same spot. I'm like, what is happening? So I looked online. Apparently, it's a known issue that you can't get past the part of that game. They haven't patched it. You just can't get past it. So you can do everything in the game except for the main mission because you can't get past it. It just keeps breaking at that point.
But nobody can.
What I've been reading, not many people are getting through that. Why is it breaking at this point? So it's a game-breaking bug that you cannot progress the main story because it just keeps breaking.
It's one way to get out of finishing it.
After the third time, I just turned it off, uninstalled, and I can't be doing with that. Like, fix the game. Because with the remaster, you've got all the DLC, you've got all the... like side missions where it's just like people are dressed as furries and you go and shoot them, but yeah, you can't do the main mission because it just breaks on that point. It like you go in there and when everything starts happening, you can see it's trying its hardest to get there. There's a lot going on, there's a lot going on, but yeah, it just crashes and goes to that blue screen and goes, send Sony a report. I'm like, you can do, but I don't know what's going to happen, but yeah, I can't. Three times, I just know that's enough for me. So yeah, I'm not playing that anymore. So when you lot were playing Minecraft, I went back to Borderlands 3. I'm on my second character. I'm playing as, I want to say Zane is his name.
Sounds right.
He's like an operative. He's got like a drone, and then you can construct yourself as like a decoy. So you've got like, instead of having just the one power, you get two, but you lose the power to use your grenades, but then you can use your upgrades for your digi-struct and your drone to use the grenade that you've got in your pack. So if you've assigned one, they'll use that during missions when you've deployed them. So I was a bit mixed. I like grenades because they're a lot of damage for groups, take a lot down, but I'm fine with the Zane. I've picked him now, I'm not going through it. So I was doing that, and then I kept going to Sanctuary, like that's your main like base, and there's for like missions, there's like yellow exclamation marks everywhere. Well, now there's a new one, and I don't have that DLC, so I went and bought it. So this is for the, the Season Pass 2. So I've had Season Pass 1, now there's a Season Pass 2. Mm-hmm. And I bought it for £16 because that's how much it is on the PlayStation Store at the moment, because it's a sale, normally it'd be £24.99. So thankfully I found it on a sale, because I did look at it the other day and I was like, £24 for something I don't know what it is? Nah. But then I wanted to have a go, because every time you go past the yellow exclamation mark, like the people from older games start talking to you, and I'm like, oh, like I know who you are, Salvador. I'll come and have a look. So I bought the DLC. And basically, it's like Fortnite, kind of. So basically, you're dropped into a different part of the... You're basically back on Pandora, but they've started like a TV show. And you're just dropped in it. You've got no weapons. You've got no shield. You've got nothing. You don't even have your special powers. You're just you. You're dropped in, and basically you have to run around, find chests for your weapons, your shields, your grenades.
Okay.
And every 2 to 3 minutes, a murdering storm closes in, and you have to be in certain circle. You can play this on your own, because that's what I did, but you can play with friends. So you're playing against the computer. You're not playing.
Right, okay.
Is it PvP?
Right.
Yeah, so you're playing against computer, but you can play 4-player. I think co-op. It's 4. 4 co-op against the thing. I got all the way to the final circle, obviously because I was by myself, and then I got to the boss, and I got the boss down to like a quarter of his health left, and I got stuck on the floor because he's like, he's got a special power, and he killed me. But I did it all by myself. Like, he had shield, then he had like the, you know how you have like the yellow bar, and then the red bar. I got all that the way down to like a quarter, and then he got me. But that was fun. I was like, if you've got like four friends and you want to play something like that, you've got that to do. It was fine, but I'm just playing the normal game. But yeah, you get a bunch of like costumes and stuff. I'm not quite, and there's like another bit to that. I think it's like director's cut or something. Not quite sure what that is. I think it's just commentary as you go through the game, but I'm just playing the game. So yeah, I played that. I've been playing... I'm literally going to every area... Excuse me. Every area and completing everything that I can... Like, I just want to complete everything. I want 100% it. So I've been doing that. And then yesterday I was just sat going... What can I play on the Xbox? I've got an Xbox. I don't play anything on it. What's the point of having it? So I downloaded The Outer Worlds, and I'm playing that as well. Because I finished this on the PlayStation.
Oh, did you really?
I did. Yeah. Finished it all the way through. But now, again, I'm played it from the start. Because now I understand it more, because I played it the first time. I didn't quite understand what was going on. I just wanted to get through it. But this time, I'm still on the first place where you get your... What's it called? Spaceship. I'm just going all the way around that part of that planet, doing every side mission just to level up. Like, I've changed the... So basically, it would show you the DPS of a gun, but not the... I don't like DPS. DPS, I don't quite understand what it means. I like it when it's got like the weapon number, like 26. I understand what 26 means. I don't understand what DPS means. It just baffles me. So I've changed
damage
that.
Per second, is it?
Yeah, somewhat like that. I don't like it. The only thing, like, because I know it's by Obsidian, who made Fallout
New Vegas.
Thank you. But there's no radio, and that annoys me. So I sit there playing The Outer Worlds while listening to the soundtrack of Fallout. Because I like Fallout for the soundtrack. I love some of them songs. Like, you just going around shooting people, and you just, you're singing this. I love the songs. It's just, there's no radio. There's no, like, you're walking around, there's nothing. It's just, like, there's a tune going on, but it's not... Do you know what I mean?
Like, did you play Fallout 4? A silly question. Did you complete Fallout 4? I presume you did.
Of course I did.
Did you do that on Xbox?
No.
But it is there on Game Pass.
Xbox turn on?
Yeah, but you could be getting achievements.
I could be, and listening to Fallout.
And listening to the Fallout stuff.
I love Fallout.
And I'm not even certain, but I'm pretty sure at this point, there's probably all the DLC is probably on there on Game Pass as well, I imagine.
Oh, I do love Nuka World. Nuka World was so good.
It did always look good. I've never got to that, but it did always look cool.
You never got to Nuka World?
No, I never even finished the game, no.
Oh, I love Nuka World. It's so good.
You're saying that now, and I'm thinking I stopped that game when you completed your original goal at the start of the game. I must have done 15 hours of that and thought, yeah, that's
you
the game
played
done.
15 hours of Fallout.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's 15? Not really a spoiler to say you set off to find your kid, and then when I found the kid, I was like, right, I'm done. I'm not messing around with more tangents. I'm finished. But yeah,
I've put hundreds of hours in that game. 15?
I put about 2 hours in.
You're all ridiculous.
You're wrong at all, Kevin. You're still not. We're not getting into your decisions on that game.
My decision was absolutely fine.
Yeah, we're not getting into that.
It was just unrealistic.
but the giant robots and all everything else wasn't unreal. But yeah,
but it's future, isn't it? But I'm not going to just abandon my kid in the future.
He'll wait.
And go and help people find a magic metal suit. It's ridiculous.
Yes, you want the metal suit that will help you.
But when you go and look for it, you're not told you're going to get it. They give it to you after you've won it back. When you go to get it, you're getting it for them.
That's just part
to
of the game.
To save them. Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
You don't make sense.
It just took me out of the immersion.
You should display
right,
it.
In a sense, he's right.
Yes, but you don't have to go there.
You've got to like just recognize the game and just go with it. Don't be like, oh.
But anyway, I've been playing story-driven RPG games because I like them, and they take a long while because there's nothing out for me. Like you've got Aliens, boring. What else has come out? Bus Simulator, boring. And it's just nothing out until like the 10th of September. And then
next week. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, but gaming's like I need something or I'll literally just sit on TikTok all the time. And I can't sit
away.
On TikTok all the time.
Just get on Game Pass then and stuff like that.
I am on Game Pass. I've played everything. I've literally played all. I don't want to play it again. Well, I'm playing
practice
all
your FIFA for the Olympics.
No, but you've got like, what's that thing, Kevin? What's it called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my god! What's out on the 10th? Oh my god! She had a camera and she could see a deer. Please, someone help me.
Life is strange.
Yes. That's out on the 10th, I think. Yeah, and I'm going to be all over that because the first one, oh my God, that was an excellent game. I swear to God, I don't understand when I started that game years ago, I was like, I'm bored with it, leave it. And then I went back to it last year. Oh my God, it was so good, so good. Such a good game. Everything about that game was excellent. I didn't like the second one that much. The weird brother and his little brother that had weird powers. I got to the bit where it goes, if you've not played Captain Awesome, play Captain. I'm like, well, excuse me, why? It didn't really explain why you had to play the Captain Awesome before you went to chapter 3. I was just like, no. But yeah, I think that's out next week. And I, for one, cannot wait. And then like a week or two after that, you've got that Kara game. And then like a week after that, you've got Far Cry 6. So I'll be all right in about a week or so. But at the moment, I'm just like...
Wait, what?
Ugh. What?
Far Cry out soon.
Far Cry's out on like the 6th of October, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and then on the
7th of October.
Yeah, and then 7th of December, you've got The Dying Light. So I'm set then, but at the moment I'm like,
wait, when's Dying Light out?
7th of December, sorry.
Okay, December, okay.
Yeah, so...
I was like, Far Cry's out on EGX weekend.
Oh, so I'll be taking my PlayStation 4 with me. That's fine, it's down there.
For goodness sake.
What?
We need to be get expected, an Airbnb really. Sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not carrying that TV again.
That we don't have that TV anymore. But we've got these little ones. One we can take one of these.
Yeah, it's a bigger one now.
We'll get an Airbnb that has a TV already.
Yeah, but do you remember that time when you lot had all gone out, come back, and I only got to the title screen? That was excellent.
Yes, yeah, we do.
You played for 4 or 5 hours just in the opening credits.
Yeah. Yep. That's how
ridiculous.
And you went home and did it all again anyway.
I did indeed. And it was the same with Detroit. Oh my god, I played Detroit in the what's that lane? Baker's Lane? Is that where we stay?
Brick Lane.
And I had that little tiny like capsule room and a big TV, and then we had to go to Tiger to go and get me a charger because I couldn't play.
Oh god, I remember that. Trying to find you a charger.
Fun times. So yeah, I'll be taking my PlayStation.
You're a maniac.
I know, and you love me for it. So yeah, that's all I've been playing. To Pab. I know what Pab's been playing, so I'm going to listen.
What have I been playing, Anna?
You've been playing 12 Minutes and Lego City Undercover.
I have. Done. That's it. There you go. No, okay, so I finished 12 Minutes finally. Jeez. What an ordeal.
How many
that
minutes
was.
Did it take you?
I don't know. Probably closer to 8 than the 4 it said it was going to take me. I think that's just down to the sheer buffoonery that I was doing with it. And I was just trying to... I don't know whether I was trying to just do things. I don't know.
Do you let your chat ban actions when you're playing games like this? Because my chat likes to ban breaking blocks and
No, I don't. I don't have any bannable actions. I'm not that. I don't
not
do
a moron,
that.
Not a moron, unlike Sheepdog.
Yeah.
Well, I like to think that my chat want to see me play games, but they always pop in just when we're about to go on an adventure and go, no walking. And you're like, can I just sit here for 5 minutes, shall I? And obey the rules that I set. So anyway, I'd have been like, no solving crimes, Pab. You'd have had to have spent
just,
12 minutes doing now.
Life is Strange, True Colours comes out next Thursday.
Ooh, there you go.
It is £64.
What?
That's the complete edition with all of the games doing that, I think that's
ruin Anna's
right.
Anna's just telling Kev that so that she can buy it for 60 whatever pounds.
Yeah, she's charging the business. She'll be getting an expenses claim.
So yeah. I can play it on stream. It's such a good game. Oh yes, Kevin, it's $64.99. I don't need that. It's fine. But it comes with Life is Strange remastered. I don't need that. Life Before the Storm remastered. I don't need that. So I'll have the deluxe edition. What does that come with? Yes, I will have the deluxe edition. Thank you.
Okay. I want to play that. I liked that. So we'll get that
woo-hoo!
Download.
What was I going to say now? Oh, 12 minutes, yes. I finished it. It is... I don't know where to even start with this game. I thought I was done, pretty much, and it was another stream after that before I was done. And it was... I just didn't expect it to go where it went. I was like, it was like a jaw-dropping moment where I was like, what? I was like, wait, what? No, they didn't just do that, did they? They did just do, like, it's not on the level of Innocence of Plague Tale bonkers, but There's a twist at the end, and I was like, was not expecting what it was going to be. You probably see it from a mile off if you're not as dense as I am. But yeah, it was for what it was pretty damn good. And like I say, I thought it was over long before it actually was. And I'm glad I actually stuck around and kept on playing it and kept on pushing through, because I saw credits technically twice. I think, and I kept on playing it because I didn't feel like it was quite resolved. I felt like I was like, what happens if I just click continue then now then, and then it just takes you back into the game and you carry on. And I was like, oh, okay, then. And it's another part of it. So, yeah. And that game's on Game Pass. It is on Game Pass. Give it a go. It's well worth a look. It really is. It's pretty damn good. And like I said, yeah, I played Lego City Undercover.
Best game
it's so
ever.
Good. It's a game that I've had on Switch for at least a year and never touched it. And I was in bed the other night. I was like, I'm not tired yet. I'm not quite tired yet. I was getting a Switch out. I was like, what have I not played? And I was going through my list. I was like, I've not actually touched this ever. I bought it for like 12 quid when it was on sale. And I turned it on. And I was like, this is really good. It's a really good game. It's kind of a Lego game, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's Grand Theft Auto for kids, isn't it?
It is.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of that as well.
It has the hot dog guy and the sweet corn guy and all of that. I love all the little random background characters.
It's bonkers. But it's not only is it that, it's funny. It's funny.
It is. Ollie plays it.
Some funny lines in it, and it made me chuckle a few times that there's some very funny puns and different things in it. And it isn't just one of the Lego games where it's like you have like a level and you're trying to collect all the stuff. There is that, but like a whole story and a kind of a world you've got. You go around and what have you. And it was fun. It's been genuinely fun to play. And I just wasn't planning on streaming today, and then because I had other commitments, and them commitments went away. So I was like, okay, I can stream. What do I actually want to stream now? I was like, I don't know. I don't quite know. I tried a bit of Psychonauts earlier in the week as well, and I just didn't. I couldn't grasp what was going on. I was like, I don't quite grasp what's going on. You're right about the teeth thing. You were right about the teeth thing. There's a lot of teeth stuff going on at the start of that game. I was like, okay, there's teeth that are zips.
Yeah,
it's like a zip teeth. It's like teeth that are like merged together. You got to like unzip them. I was like, yeah, it's weird. And that game is fine. That game is perfectly fine. It seems good enough. It seems like a good enough game.
But if you know what's happening, yeah.
I didn't quite get to grips with what was going on. I feel like it just throws you in the deep end, as I say. And it gives you like probably a 3 or 4 minute like overview of like what happened in the previous game.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't quite grasp what was going on. And I was like, it's just been thrown into it. And I'm like, okay, I'm in this guy's mind. Am I in this guy's mind? No, that's that guy. Am I in his mind? Or is this is that actually him? Or am I actually playing in his mind? I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore. And then I stopped playing. And I just not been back to it. I decided to go on Lego City Undercover instead because I was enjoying that much more. I was enjoying that a lot. It's a fun game.
Well, it's a good game until you play it with a child and they only want to do one thing and then you hate the game. But when I played it, I loved it. It was excellent. But now it's been tainted because all he wants to... There's like, I think it's pigs that you can find and they're a collectible.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are in places that you have to like puzzle your way up in. This game isn't built for platforming and puzzling, no. And I nearly lost my mind with one of them that were in the city. I nearly threw the controller. Oh, it made me so angry. Because he's like, I was playing with Andy and he was getting so excited because he could see it. You can see it. We have to get to it. And, oh, God. I've never been so angry in my life because the Lego people just don't have the dexterity to do a front jump, then like go backwards, but then triple jump front ways. Or I'm not dexterous enough to do that. But oh, that game. But apart from that, it's a lovely game. It's so good.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I've not played tons of it, but I enjoyed my time with it. I really have. It was it's fun and it doesn't require
much brain power.
Exactly, it doesn't require such concentration that I have to focus on it and give it all my attention. It's a fun little game that. But I'm right, that has been a lot. We'll have some more stuff next week. Anna says there's more games coming out next week.
Yes, there is.
There's a game that's come out this week which I didn't know came out and I'll be streaming it next week.
Teaser.
I know.
Was it?
May involve a a game that a demo that I played in the summer, which was a game where I was a post delivery person.
Is that the one? I know what you mean. I think I know what you mean. Okay.
Apparently, it came out yesterday, and I didn't know about it. Sneaked out. I was like, oh, okay then. We're playing that next week. So that should be fun. Plus, there's stuff coming out on Friday, like I say. Tons of stuff.
Yes. It's getting to that time. It's getting to stupid season again. Oh, I do like the end of the year. It's so good. Because all the games, it's just like, oh, yeah, give me all of the new. Because, like, Dying Light, I've been waiting for Dying Light 2 for years. And I enjoyed the first one. I never did finish it because... I don't know why. I got really to the, like, near the end, and then something happened. I think my mum died, maybe. But then I never went back to it. But I do like Dying Light. Oh, I do. And now you've got a paraglider. Now, I don't like flying in games. Flying in games just made him. But, you know, I might change my mind. But, yeah, next week, Life is Strange. Oh, we're going to play that, people. We really are.
We're going to play it. What, as a group? That would be awesome.
No, I'm talking Olympics. I'm talking to my people.
Your stream crew. Your posse.
Yeah.
The Anaholics.
Yes! Yes, that's what we'll name them.
Anaholics, as you just say.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. What we name them from now on. But, yeah. Oh, I just like this season. It's so good for gamers.
This is building up to next year's WrestleMania main event where we have the Anaholics against the Kevolution. This is going to be interesting.
The what? The Lucian?
Kevolution.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been the Kevolution for years. They know that. They hate it as much as I do. We say it when we want to be really cringy with each other. Me and the Kevolution.
Wow. I see.
I got asked if my people were my flock because I'm a sheepdog, and I was like, makes me sound like I'm trying to be a bit of a preacher, though, doesn't it?
You are a preacher. I mean, you are an ordained minister of the Church of Bacon.
I am. Yes, that is true. I mean, I should check.
Which is a good point, which I do need to mention. We might have a wedding for you to officiate.
Yeah. Annoyingly, you can't pay me for it by their rules.
No. I don't intend to pay you for it, so don't worry. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Is that it? Are we done?
We're done.
That's where the negotiations stop there.
Well, I'm not allowed. It's part of my... I can't.
Boys and girls, remember, if you want to meet Martina, you've got to retweet the podcast, so you know what to do. It's at MGUK Podcast on Twitter, or you can follow me at Lelujo.
You can follow me at Sheepdog6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo. Find Kevin and you'll find me.
Yeah. Unless I'm at the football, she won't be there.
No, but the online me and you...
Okay, yeah, because don't find me in real life. That'd
be
weird.
That would be weird.
Stay away from me and your kids.
Kevin, be nice.
What?
You're a monster.
Pab? I'm at Pab1986.
Excellent. See you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Toodle pip.
Thanks for listening, folks.